I'm not sure if I've done this song before or not. But
if you have, you're fired.
Yeah.
And that's at least that's what Matt was saying before we.
I would not fire you. You would. I need you for the other show.
Well, you can fire him from this.
I can't fire anybody.
This show's the one that pays the bills, though.
Yeah. Unfortunately, if you fire you from it, just be me and Matt each week. So nobody wants that.
Yeah. Nobody wants that.
Could be good. It'd just be, you know, anyway.
Play a song.
Yeah. So.
Draws the crowd and plays so loud, baby, it's the Ramblecast. Who's gonna steal the show? You know, baby, it's the Ramblecast. 'Cause we can make you laugh and we can make you cry. We can bring you down and we get you high. 'Cause something keeps us going week after week, although sometimes Christmas is a show, night after night we'll treat you right, baby, it's the Ramblecast. Who's on the radio, you know, listen to the Ramblecast.
Nice job, Nick, on short notice, too, right?
Yeah, I know. That was really impressive.
And Miami Mike has complained that he was fired from a Jay and Jack podcast. Technically, if you wouldn't have peed on the toilet seat, you still would be a podcasting today. It wasn't him that was in first class and peed on the toilet seat?
I think it was Miami Mike, yeah. And you were on that same flight.
I was on the same flight, and he peed all over the toilet seat. It's like, God damn, you can't lift up the toilet seat?
Randy wants to know if you have bread.
We have bread. That hasn't been a panic yet, but I didn't even know this was a thing. And I get a text from one of my daughters. She goes, oh, if you need gas, go get gas. There's a shortage. I go, what? I go, well, we just loaded up on gas. We can go like almost a whole month because we don't drive that much anymore. And so, yeah, I go, we're good. And all of a sudden, you see these lines of people and fight. There was a fight that was on. It's on YouTube between a man and a woman. She tries to take cuts in front of everybody. He won't let her out. She gets out of the car and spits on him. He gets out of the car, spits on her, and now they're brawling. Yeah.
Huh.
And because she said she was trying to take cuts in front of all these people.
Oh.
And it was happened just down the street. So wow. It's like, and you have then you have people like this. These people where hey, we're running out of gas. So let's be good Samaritans. Let's be together. Let's be one. Let's go fill up all the gas tanks we can get and gas cans we can get and hoard the gas so other people can't have them.
You realize he wasn't really asking if you had bread. He was asking if the song was by bread.
Oh, yeah, I thought I knew
that. I knew that. Well, I only breathe in bread. That's the only thing I need to breathe in.
And you still get
late. The only reason I say that is because when I first moved here, anytime there was some kind of bad weather, get your bread, and then you go to the store, and there's literally no bread
or milk.
Milk, I mean, milk's not that big deal, but
you know, it is. Always, it's always bread. It's always bread and milk, though.
Those I know, but what always cracks me up is that, like, okay, so say it's in the summertime and your power goes out. What do you do with the milk?
Yeah, you've never had bread milk sandwiches. That's what you do. Is you get a bowl and you put one loaf of bread in there, and you pour milk on it, and then you eat it. I'm kidding.
You do that with biscuits. It's good with
you put butter on a biscuit. That's what you do.
No, gravy. I'm talking about like those shortcake biscuits that you make
the English biscuits?
Strawberry shortcake. Like but not the yellow spongy ones. I'm talking about homemade.
Okay, all right.
You're talking like
your grandma used to make.
My dad actually always made shortcake, but he'd make it in a pan and you cut it up. You put that in a bowl with milk and a little bit of sugar. Oh my gosh. Like, forget about it.
Forget about it.
But you know what? I just look at gas and I gain weight. Like, it's just.
Before we hit record, that's the thing. It's like, at least these people behind Jack in this photo are actually filling up the gas and gas cans, you know, or you know, little that'll support gas. I've seen at least 2 to 3 images of people with, you know, like the tubs, the plastic tubs you put clothes in, and filling those damn things up full of gasoline. It's like, yeah. A, you're not going to be able to pick it up, for one. I was like, and then two, the gas will eat right through that thing.
What about the plastic bags?
Plastic
bags. The woman with the plastic bag, like, and she's picking
it
up.
Why does it have to be a woman?
And then no, there's a video. There's a video of this woman, and she's like,
I know, I saw.
Oh, okay.
She double bagged it.
She double bags it, but it was leaking, and then she puts it in her trunk, and I'm like what?
You see the picture of the Hummer that caught on fire because I guess they had like one of those tubs, you know, storage tubs, and it somehow ignited and burnt this.
Yeah,
Hummer.
Because the fumes is what ignites.
Yeah.
The gasoline.
They're probably smoking too.
You learn it on Justified real quick.
You do. Do you know? I don't think you know how this works. But human nature, there it is. I mean,
you think we would have learned something with the toilet paper last year, people?
Yeah.
That's some of the best memes, like how it started. It shows like people like coming out with things of toilet paper, and then like you say, how it's ending.
I'm just so glad we bought our Prius like a month ago. Like apparently used car prices are going skyrocketing right now too. So like lots can't.
Well, everything's skyrocketing. But the pipeline is only shipping. It's only oil, right?
Right.
So it's not even refined into gasoline yet.
No, it is gasoline. The refineries it's gasoline. The gasoline refineries are in Louisiana and Texas.
Oh, okay. I just thought they were pumping the oil.
No.
And that got shut off. I'm like going, well, we still, no. And they're still, like I said, every gas station around here is out of gas.
Yeah. The majority of our refineries are in Louisiana and Texas. That's like whenever a hurricane comes through that area, like why gas shoots through the roof is because they shut them down.
But this refinery was up north, right?
No.
No, I thought it was up north.
The pipeline goes from like it's Houston and somewhere in western Louisiana, and then they merge somewhere in Louisiana, and then they go up through. I think it's Kim. They go up from I think it's Montgomery, Alabama, or Birmingham. It's one of the cities. Then you know, like around Atlanta, then shoots up north, and it goes Knoxville on up through like Virginia, and then like to Nashville.
Oh, okay,
like, it's like a
this is like your job. Like this is part of your job, right?
Well, I knew this before this job, but yeah, exactly. I do know where the pipes are.
I'm letting the listeners know a little,
it's your fault.
Yeah. No, it's not my fault.
But yeah, he was ransoming.
What was the name of the pipe that was coming down from Canada that got canceled?
I think it was D's Nuts.
Yeah, but that's why it was being built. It was like coming from the tar pits in Canada. The Dakota Pipeline. Was it Dakota?
No, that's not Dakota Pipeline. It was something pipeline.
Anyway.
Whatever it was.
I'm expecting our listeners to answer, and they haven't
yet.
Where's Matt Treist?
Yeah. He knows everything. But that pipe was coming from Canada down to Texas and Louisiana to bring that oil to those refineries, you know, and that's, you know.
And now they're only shipping syrup.
Yeah, only syrup.
Pipeline, yeah.
Oh.
Keystone. Thank you, Will.
That's it.
Keystone Pipeline, yes.
Yeah. I knew it was something that held everything together. It's a little shape joke.
Got it. It's pretty funny. You can take that part out. You can take that part out of your song that we make you laugh.
But it makes you cry too.
Yeah, I guess.
I didn't expect anyone to get that song because how many Bread fans are there actually out there in the world? But
I mean, you know, if you have their greatest hits, like
I do.
Weren't they in Almost Famous, or that was the premise, wasn't it? Or was,
I don't know if it was Bread, but like
not for Almost Famous. I thought Almost Famous was loosely based on Led Zeppelin.
Led Zeppelin.
It's based on like every because like he combines stories. Yeah, but you're right. Like it's mostly Led Zeppelin. But
yeah, I knew Led Zeppelin, but I thought like Bread was part of it too.
Because there's a scene in the
Toast now.
there's a scene in the bootleg. The bootleg version of Almost Famous is way better than the cinematic.
Really? There's a bootleg version of Almost Famous?
It's like another half hour long. Yeah.
Wow.
Is that the one that's filmed in like a different city?
Yeah. But yeah, if you get the Blu-ray bootleg version of Almost Famous, it's way better. It's got a lot more scenes, a lot more stuff. It makes sense too. Like some of the scenes that are in the theatrical, like where they might allude to something, you actually see them. But there's one scene where they're it's like midway through the film where it's the main guy, it's Russell, walks up to him and kind of like doesn't really talk down to William, but he kind of puts him in a weird position. Is like, you know, he doesn't say it because in the movie he says, just make us look cool. But like, no, like he actually like kind of tries to intimidate him. Like, and what he's doing is that actually happened to me by Glenn Frey, because that was when the Eagles were just getting started and he didn't want any bad press in Rolling Stone because it could kill their career. So he basically just tried to scare the crap out of him as a little 15-year-old kid.
Yeah. Well, look at him now.
Yeah. But the Miami Mike says, yeah, I'm a golden god. That one is directly from Led Zeppelin.
It's funny, when I first watched that movie, I knew nothing about it. I went, hey, I know that place. Yeah. I know that place.
Yeah.
I go, wait, is this about San Diego? And I think Jay said, yes.
Yes.
Cameron Crowe movies always have really great soundtracks, though.
They do.
So, I mean.
Fast Time, Ridgemont High.
Mm-hmm. That's the first use of a Led Zeppelin song in a movie ever.
Really?
Best of, yeah, Kashmir, and he had to beg them.
I was gonna say, like, he probably had to like really work hard to try to get that.
And because they were really against it, you know, because they, like, at that time, you know, you did put anything in a commercial, you did anything, you were selling out, and but he had been on the road with them so long that they trusted him, you know, and that's why he got, I think, 3 or 4 Led Zeppelin songs at Almost Famous.
Okay.
Yeah. I do remember that scene though in Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Mm-hmm.
I cannot comment in the chat tonight. For some reason, I'm not logged in, so this kind of sucks for me.
Wait, on ours or over the YouTube?
Just in general on the YouTube.
I can never do it.
Sherry told me how to correct it. Like, you have to it's some weird glitch that happens from time to time. But you basically have to copy it and then do it again. And
do you have to hoard a bunch of gas in the back of your vehicle and set it on fire?
Yeah, well, you don't even have to bother setting it on fire. It'll happen.
Oh, okay. Well, good. I'm hoping that it'll be there.
Yeah, but like I used to love Cameron Crowe films though. Like, but he's really kind of gone downhill. You know, the last couple, like, you know, We Bought a Zoo was not that great, and then he did
that one. Did anyone see that one?
Yeah, I like it in theater. I mean, it's cute. It's okay. A cute little family story.
Yeah,
but like,
yeah, you lost me at cute.
Compared to you know, Jerry Maguire, Almost Famous, and I love Vanilla Sky, even though it's a remake. You know, some people crap on Vanilla Sky. I'm a big fan of it.
I enjoy Vanilla Sky.
That's my good friend Tom Cruise, right?
Yeah,
I like Cruise, it. Yeah. Yeah. And also use of Good Vibrations.
That's exactly what I was like. It's probably the creepiest but best usage of Good Vibrations ever. You know?
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Is Cameron Diaz in that one too?
Yes, she did. That's probably her only film where she really tried to act, you know, and like it.
Oh, come on. Something About Mary.
She didn't really have to act in that one.
Come on now. Come on. Which doesn't get the credit for being one of the funniest films of all time.
What? But
you don't think Something About Mary is one of the funniest films of all
time? It's got some good stuff to it.
It's good. It's got some moments.
I don't, but you don't hear people still talking about it though this day, like as in compared to like some other films, though.
Like Planes, obviously Planes, Trains, and Automobiles is. I mean, when you're thinking comedy, what do you think about when you go comedy?
What do I think?
Well, I mean,
about?
What movies are you? Well, that, yeah, that happened.
Well, yeah, you have to say like what era though, because you know, if you say like late 70s, I'm going to go with Animal House, you know, and even Caddyshack's 1980, like, I'm going to go with that kind of comedy,
right?
90s, God, there's so many, but you know, I'm going to think more like Dumb and Dumber.
I assume you would take Porky's.
Yeah, well, that too.
Yeah. I mean, you can't laugh at that now.
Yeah, you can, Jack. You're okay. You're in a safe place.
You can always laugh. You can always laugh. You can't laugh in public.
No. I couldn't put on Twitter. God, I love that movie, Porky's.
I mean, you know, like there's some comp. Yeah.
Ban him! Yeah. Boycott Jack.
Yeah, it's like, you know, and then The Jerk. I've always loved The Jerk.
Oh, The Jerk is a great movie.
Yeah, that even happened with The Fonz. That happened to him yesterday. Why am I forgetting his name?
Henry Winkler
went fly fishing, and caught this beautiful fish. And like people do, held it up, like, I caught the fish, released it. And he's gotten so much shit in the last day for posting a photo of him with a fish.
And yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
What about Gal Gadot?
Did he try putting the fish down and jumping over it?
that's when Twitter jumped the fish. What about Gal Gadot?
What about her?
She posted a, you know, hey, we should be peace and all this different stuff.
Mm.
And she's taken nothing but heat for it.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about Joss Whedon was trying to like.
Oh, no.
I'll ruin you. Yeah, I'm big in this town.
When did Josh lose his mind? That's what I
know. Like, I imagine with a big cigar, and he's just like, baby, you're never going to work in this town.
This isn't the first time he's been accused of being a piece of shit.
So
when does, I mean, when are we done with him?
I don't know, but you do not talk to Gal Gadot, right?
No. Yeah. Plus, because you could kick his ass.
Oh, no doubt. But I mean, of all people who can really comment on this, it would be Gal Gadot. I mean, she's from Israel. Yeah. You know, she served in the Israeli army. And she's not out there taking a side. She's basically saying, you know, what anyone with common sense is like, you know, just chill out. Yeah. You know?
Mm-hmm.
We need to stop killing each other.
Yeah.
That is wrong. You can't say that. Don't ever say that. How dare you say that I can't kill someone? I'm angry, Twitter.
If you tell me I can't kill someone,
I wonder if that Twitter handle is taken. Angry Twitter,
probably.
Angry Twitter, probably. I would. I'm guessing, and just be
angry about everything.
One of my favorite Twitter accounts when Community was on, I think in 2000, the second season and third season, was there was a. It was a joke in the show that Troy was living with Chevy Chase's character, and he made a Twitter handle called Stuff Old White Man Says.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
And mm-hmm. for as long as that show was on, you would get tweets from Stuff Old White Man Says. It would be the most just ridiculous, stupid shit.
What the hell is this? I think they picked up a lot of that from when Jack was tweeting about football games.
Probably.
Well, look, like Miami Mike says, she finally understands. And you know, if she wants to talk to me about it, I'm there for her. If she, you know, wants a shoulder to cry on, I'm there for her.
Yeah, we'd have her on the show, but then we'd lose listeners. So
yeah, you know, because people, because angry Twitter would be out there.
Yeah,
like, boycott the Ramblecast. Boycott it.
If she's
you don't want peaceful people on Twitter.
I'm willing to replace Chris with Gal Gadot. So I'm just putting that out there. I mean,
I'm willing to replace all of you.
The whole podcasting thing,
yeah.
Cindy, my grandchildren.
Yeah, it's just like you got to do what you got to do, right?
Come on,
like Gal, you don't even have to say anything. Just eat you a gummy before the episode, and then Matt at the very end, you know, thanks to patrons, you just have to read the list any way you want.
You think you took heat for your tweet? Wait till you read the list. Oh my God, that's worse than crying for peace.
I guess I got to start working on these names here.
Chris appears as much as Jay these days.
Which Matt and I were shocked because we just recorded Owen and Bruce before this, everybody out there. And Jay chimed in before we hit record. He's like, hey, I want to be on. But they were like, oh, we're just doing this really quickly. He's like, oh, well, I want to be on a future episode. We're like, you podcast, Jay? No.
What a whore. On the Jan Jack Network? You?
What a whore.
Yeah.
What a whore. Just whore himself out there.
Well, I know he podcasts on Thursday at 9, so I think that's why he couldn't make it.
Oh, does he? With Ralph, yeah, I guess. So. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I thought it was funny because he'll
probably say, then why say I want to do it? He's lucky he's not on Twitter that much.
I think he was hoping that we would wait till like 10 so he could be on it. But we're like, no, we're doing it at 9.
Yeah, no. Sorry.
I could have recorded this earlier.
Oh yeah, but the listeners, I already put it out that we were doing this.
I know.
I'm trying.
And I want this known. That was Matt's decision.
Yeah, it was my decision because nobody else would make the decision.
He is the producer.
Well, I'm sitting there like this. I'm going, I'm just putting thumbs up. And I go, wait a minute, does that say 10 o'clock? What the fuck?
There was really only one night that Nick and I could get together. So
that and me being as flexible and nice as I am, sure.
I actually thought we would have done Owen and Bruce last night, but I was like, okay. But then you said, "Oh, let's do it on before the Thursday." I was like, all right, whatever.
Oh, okay. Well,
you know, I got next week to my glass.
Well, next week we can do it whenever. We can do Ramblecast whenever. We can do Owen and Bruce whenever. Next week's pretty good.
We're going to do the Ramblecast when it's convenient for me.
For you? Oh, okay. Yeah. What about Gal?
Okay, we're gonna do it when it's ever convenient for her.
Yeah.
I am really like I haven't really celebrated because it's really hard to celebrate being done with school myself. But I'm done.
It seems like you just started.
I'm done teaching for the semester. Which feels great. Like just to be able to kind of like it's just one less thing on my plate. It's one less thing on my mind, I guess. And so
you're always on my mind.
Well, and this semester has just been so, how should
Elvis,
I say?
That's the Elvis version.
Well, you don't have the live models in there, nude models. So that kind of a damper, right?
No, I think it was like the car accident that I was in. Then I lost my car. And then I was in that accident, the sledding accident. And then I couldn't drive to school. So then I.
In blue jeans. Baby tonight.
And baby Miami tonight. Mike, yes, I will try to continue to always post when we're having shows on the Instagram to get the word.
Oh, because that's the only social media Miami Mike does.
Hey, I get it. Like
I don't get it.
It's really the only one I do. Like I'm on Facebook, but I haven't posted a photo on Facebook in probably 5 or 6 years. You know, it's
funny. My wife posted a photo of when she was like 20, I think. And she goes, and I didn't know her at the time. She goes to me, she goes, would you have gone out with this, this 20-year-old? I go, well, yeah, because you look how good you look there.
Oh.
And I go, but you still looked as good 5 years later. I said, here's the question, though. Would you have gone out with me? The way you look there and the way I looked when I was, because I would have been 18. There's a line in Animal House. He had a face like a pepperoni pizza. Oh. And she goes, well, no. I go, so, and even my daughters were like going, wait, you told him the truth? She goes, yeah, I wasn't going to lie to him. I go, well, why would you tell me that?
Sorry, I'm laughing at other
anyway,
things.
I just was like, that was hurtful.
It was hurtful. I'm sorry. I'm in my own mind. I know.
I know.
12 sheets to the wind. I was masturbating under the table.
Well, that's what you do every week.
Okay.
It's amazing to me though how some people don't age at all, and then some people, like if you show them a photo when they're 20 and a photo when they're 40, and it's like, that's you, you know? Because my dad was, I mean, 160 pounds skinny rail, you know, when he was 20. And then you look at him when he's 40. Yeah, he's like Matt. Yeah, he's probably built more like Matt. Yeah. But now
he's built like a Q-tip.
Now he's built like a man. Like he's just, you know, he got the belly. And you're like, what happened? You know?
Fuck you, man. Fuck you. I like Q-tips. You resemble that.
You and Warm Taffy.
Okay.
Well, it's funny because you get older and you just can't, you have to exercise longer to burn more calories, and it should be the other way around, because when you're older you just don't have the energy
right
to burn more calories. I just don't. I have lost 5 pounds though this week.
It's a burden. It's a burden not to being able to age. Well, it's true. You know, I mean, I have aged. I can look at a photo of me when I'm 20 and look at me when I'm 40.
You definitely look like you're 50. You're not Matt old though.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, you know, the eyes never lie. You know,
that's really where I can tell is like when I see photos of me smiling, I can see the crow's feet and like the bags. And I'm like,
not
I'm
only
older.
That, but like wearing a mask, like Jesus, like you cover up the mask, you can only see people's eyes. I'm like, like you must be 70.
But you know,
years old.
You know, but some people look better with the mask on because they have great. Well, seriously, because because they have great eyes.
It's the Jasmine effect.
Right. Yeah.
It's like you, the like beautiful eyes and then like the mystery of what's beneath and then the reveal. And you're like, oh, you know, supposedly, I don't know.
It takes off. Oh, she smiles. The teeth are all, and you're like, oh,
yeah, like, I wouldn't date you. No. Well, I put on Twitter today. I said, because now they've said, okay, if you've had 2 shots or you've been fully vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask. Because we're going to go on the honors. Look at the honor system here. Look at the people.
Right.
President Biden, you want to go on the honor system. Look at these people taking all the gas. You know that people if they haven't been back, got the hiccups, vaccinated, they're going to go without the mask.
Right. Yeah, right. Yeah,
of course.
Hey, as long as we don't end up looking like India, because that is some scary
and now,
shit.
And now they have a third
strain
variant.
Yeah.
It's like a new one.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's great. My when I went to India, my friends, they're from there. They were going to go back like 2 weeks ago and they're like, oh, never mind. Like we're not going nowhere near that.
Well, they can't,
Yeah. Well, the wife was going to go way before and then she decided not to because they hadn't announced it yet, but you know, basically you're stuck there. Like no one can fly from India to the United States now. So she's like, okay, I'm not going. But
yeah, there were people that fled India into Nepal, and now it's spreading into Nepal. And Nepal is a poorer country.
Yeah,
it's basically you know they just don't have the resources as what India does, and India doesn't have the resources for as many people as they do. So it's just
it sucks is we have vaccines spoiling because people aren't following through with their they've signed up and all this different stuff. We could ship it over there, you know, and save some people. Maybe I don't
want to help other people.
I mean, I know we got, you know.
Well, you wonder. I don't think they could ship it because like it's been a while, but you know, they have to store it at like negative something degrees. So you wonder could you even ship it that far?
Couldn't it sit next to you on the plane? You're pretty negative.
That's true. I am pretty negative.
I mean, you brought this whole show down with your negativity.
Hey, everybody, Jack made it funny.
don't worry.
I'm out.
Don't worry. If you missed it this week, it'll be here next week.
Yeah. No, but there's got to be a way to get it over there, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know, like...
dry ice, right? Something like that.
Bend over and I'll show you.
I would think. I just don't
know. I did see Midnight Express.
Yeah. I just don't know if it would be cost effective, but like how much would you lose in the shipping? You know, could you keep it that cold?
That's true.
Because, you know, you think it would just be easier for them to give them the formula and then them make it.
But I would suggest it on Twitter, but I don't want to get hate.
She's as cold as ice.
I know.
Cold.
By some love. It took me a second to pull this up, but I wanted to share this with you. This and
they make pills for that.
I know, and that's why I want to share it with you guys.
Wait, John, John, the UPS guy says they could fly them there in special containers, but yeah, that would probably cost a lot of money, right, Matt?
Yeah, never got that money back.
Yeah.
Called multiple times. Oh yeah, we're gonna have somebody call. I can't approve that. That's too high. I'm gonna have somebody call you on this day.
I mean, the ocean's pretty cold though. Can't you like tape them to dolphins and have them swim on them?
No, because the temperature's rising in the ocean.
Isn't there a dolphin shortage because there's a shortage of paper?
Yeah.
Not related. Okay, so what I wanted to share with you. I wanted to get your non-artistic viewpoint as to like the difference between these two drawings. Okay, so this is just unsolicited here. Here's the first drawing here. You can kind of take a look at that drawing.
I like the use of shadow there on the.
I like the dog underneath the table.
That's a cat.
That's a cat.
Okay.
So I want you to just kind of observe in this drawing.
Are those mushrooms?
I think so.
What is that? Is that dinner?
I don't know. Notice how the there's this weird curve. It's almost like a little banana.
It looks like the Mad Hatter's hat.
It doesn't. It's not circle.
It's good.
This artist is having troubles with their elliptical shape form. And then what's happening with this table? It's a complete, like, I don't know. Okay.
The legs are not correct.
You know what I would have done? You know what I would have done?
What?
The tablecloth would have gone all the way down to the floor.
Oh,
that went up through the legs.
All right, so clearly you can tell from the way the legs are facing that this table is at an angle, but they don't put a corner on this. The one
that's true. There's no corner. It's just
they did a good job with the tablecloth, even though it kind of looks like a tent. At least it does look like it has folds in it.
Okay. Well, okay. Now I'm going to show you a second drawing. Okay. And I'll just say that this was a resubmission.
Is this the nude model?
Yeah.
Let's see where here.
You want to get you want to get listeners.
Now this is
well, that's nice.
That's nice.
This is the second drawing.
Never like still life, but
this is the same person.
Do you think it's the same person?
No.
I thought you said it's the second one. No, I don't think it is the second person because this one looks more advanced.
No fucking shit. Yeah, it's way different.
Way different. Yeah, the use of shadow is way better here, especially like on the box over here where the little loop off of the can on the left hand side there. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's
right there.
A level of sophistication.
I mean,
here.
It looks.
Check
it
out this ellipse around this cup
that's,
right
that's
here.
Great.
Yeah, it's the shadows are great. Everything's great. Yeah, that's much better.
The understanding of how a box or a square would actually work in space is so much better.
Yeah, yeah, way better.
Okay, so anyway, I bring these two up as points of because one was submitted as a resubmission.
Mm-hmm. The first one's a resubmission?
No, the second one was a resubmission.
Okay, okay.
Because the first one did not follow the assignment. The second one followed the assignment. But the second one, if that was drawn by the same artist, then either they were holding back in the first one, and, oh, by the way, what the fuck is wrong with you? Or they've actually had somebody copy and just, like, do their own homework for them. And, oh, by the way, what the fuck is wrong with you? So, anyway, so that's what my life is like.
But what's the story? What's the grade?
What's the grade?
Did you just want to vent about your student?
I did. I kind of wanted.
This doesn't have an ending. It's like you just.
This student contacts me after I've submitted grades. Grades have been done.
You know, this story is like The Killing.
It has no point. Okay, this student submitted these things to me in an email like the day before everything was due, not in the assignment portion. Oh, by the way, this was this was a solid 6 weeks late, this resubmission, right?
So at best they get, what, a C+?
Hey, this student was also begging me for a certain grade because they needed to maintain their scholarship. Guess who doesn't give a fuck?
Well, that's their own fault.
Yeah.
So they were good. They needed a good grade for a scholarship.
Yet to maintain, they needed a good grade to maintain their GPA for a scholarship.
So basically, you destroyed this person's career.
Wait a minute. So
they destroyed themselves.
Even if you give that person a C-, though. That still keeps them usually within a good GPA to keep a scholarship, depending on what the level is. But that means all the other classes that they're doing would be lower as well. So it's like,
right?
What's going
right.
on here?
So, what grade did you give the second one?
I shouldn't have accepted any. I shouldn't have given them any points for it
because you don't think they drew it.
I don't think that they drew it. It was way fucking late. And, oh, by the way, I don't think that they drew that drawing. Like if they were holding back.
You don't have the first one?
And they have. Drew? I don't have. I'm not in possession because all of this stuff is submitted digitally. And I didn't see progress on this. I didn't see it develop.
Okay.
So.
You know what you should do? Hmm. Like, you know what? I'm giving you a D+ on this. If you come into my office and redraw this exactly in front of me. I'll give you a B or a B+ or something.
what did you give the first drawing?
Oh, the first drawing didn't count. They didn't get any points for that because it didn't follow the assignment.
So it is the same person.
It's the same person submitting.
Oh, it is the same person.
It is the same person.
Because we asked that and you said no.
I did not think it was.
I see what you're saying now. You're saying this. You don't believe the second. Okay, there's no way
they drew it. There's no way they drew it. Yeah,
right?
I thought you said no too, that there were two different people.
No, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
The first one has no concept of space.
Correct.
You can clearly tell that. Whereas the second one is great. For everyone out there, someone wrote, "What a D-bag teacher."
That's me. I'm a D-bag teacher.
The guy's going, "Great, I get the one art teacher that cares."
Well, if I was doing my job to its fullest, I would report this person and they would be in bigger trouble than what they are. But I'm at a certain point in the semester where I'm just like, goodbye. I'm done. I'm the person at the end of the plane was like, bye-bye now. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye. I don't really care. Like, I'm fuck you. Yeah, fuck you too.
Clark Griswold.
Yeah. Oh, totally. So,
Merry Christmas. Kiss my ass.
Oh, by the way, this was a photo my wife posted.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. And yeah.
I said, well, why wouldn't I go out with that? I said, but she said she wouldn't go out with me.
Now, I thought she was part of a hair band, like a
It was it the 80s yet?
Probably, so this is 1979, 78, somewhere there?
Probably 79. Well, she didn't know what exactly year it was, but
well, you said
this feels like a go-go.
She says you were 20 and you were 18.
Well, that she thinks. She could have been 21 there. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Anyway.
Well, your wife.
Anyway, she wasn't going to go out with me, so.
Well.
Said she wouldn't even talk. Probably wouldn't even have talked to me.
Wow.
I said, "Well, you're just kind of a bitch."
You're saying that you really dropped the bar, honey.
I don't know. I think you won, Jack.
And you think so?
Open. Yeah. You're like, okay, so you wouldn't have gone out with me. I won because you did, and I got you. You know, it's like, it's like there's another way you can look at that. You know,
that's true. Or you could look the other way.
John, the UPS guy, says, looks like Phoebe Cates.
So, yeah, a little bit.
I can't read lips, Nick.
But Phoebe
Cates, because he wrote, maybe she's born with it. And I was trying to think how you spell Maybelline. Oh,
maybe it's Maybelline.
Phoebe Cates was Cindy's not a swimmer. So.
Oh. Like never learned or?
No, I'm just saying she wouldn't go underwater, and she doesn't like going. She doesn't like. She loves going to the beach, but she doesn't like the water.
She only likes staying on top of it because the frozen thing, you know.
Yeah. Okay. I get a skating.
Okay. Okay. Just want to make sure my jokes are hitting.
This time would be a great time to take a commercial break.
I forgot we had to do that.
So hold on a second.
We need to pause for a second.
Are John and Kim just quoting people from Fast Times at Ridgemont High? All right, go ahead.
Commercial break. What do you mean? Kim's just saying Pat Benatar.
Pat Benatar. There are three Pat Benatars here this year. That's a line in.
Oh, okay.
Oh, right.
I see. Maybe.
I used to like that song. What's it? Hit Me With Your Best Shot. And now if it's on, I just change. I can't stand listening.
There's a lot of songs. Yeah, because they just overplay. It's like if I hear Crazy Train by Ozzy Osbourne, immediate change. Like, fucking hate that song. Even though I like the song, it's just like.
Yeah. I can still listen to that, but it's like.
We have a computer in our back room at work, and we basically just loaded up with like tons of CDs, tons of music, right? It's just got a shit ton, right? And we just basically hit shuffle on that thing. And it really, it's quite enjoyable because it
does shuffle in
a lot of stuff. And there was a song today, like I've listened to Men Love Avenue by John Lennon. Right. You know, I know that album, but it played today. Men Love Avenue.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And there was a song from it that played, and I was like, is that John? Like, I don't know this song. And you don't really hear a lot of songs where John Lennon has backup singers.
Right. Well, I mean,
it's from the rock and roll era, you know.
It's rock. Yeah, it was basically an experimental kind of thing they did with Phil Spector before he went crazy. Because that's where that was
a long time ago, though, right?
Well, yeah. The Men Love Avenue.
The first side of Men Love is
new tracks, but they're all, I think, mostly penned by Phil Spector.
They're from rock and roll sessions.
Yeah.
So they were recorded in because Men Love Avenue was released posthumously. After
the 80s. Yeah.
Yeah. And then the second half has stuff from Walls and Bridges. Mm-hmm. And it's got a different version of Steel and Glass, which is great because he says, with your Mickey Duck and your Donald Fuck. And it's just so funny how he like throws in that F-bomb and you're like, oh, okay, all right, you know, like this was before the explicit lyric, you know, like content was thrown on every single thing. So,
yeah.
But anyway, there's a couple good songs on there that I was like, oh wow, and so just having the iTunes is like, I know these songs, but it's like having it, you know, on shuffle.
it's one of those records that most people don't even know about, even Beatles fans, like, because it's just, like I said, it was released after his death. It was just kind of a weird thing that was recorded in 74. Because really only like the only new track on it is Here We Go Again. Or
Here We Go Again. And I don't think Bless You appears on maybe a single or a B-side or something like that. But the song Bless You, which is really nice. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's a version of it on, I get confused because of different Lennon box sets that I've run across over the years.
Plastic Ono Band box set came in the other day. I haven't listened to it yet. I burned it all into my computer because it came on CDs. But it's, I don't know if I would recommend the buy for the price because, the first disc is a remix that's better than the disc, but then you have a lot of just kind of like, oh, here's the second take of this song, here's the fourth take of this song, and you're just kind of like, I mean, it's nice that there's, I think it's disc three. It's called Ono Band something. They always have a name after each one of them, but it's basically, it removes all the production from the record. For like Instant Karma, for example, you have none of the 1950s production kind of weird echo in it. It's just straight up vocal instruments.
I'd like that.
But of the master track. So you're like, oh, that's different. Yeah. It's kind of like when they stripped away Double Fantasy, 10 years ago.
I know which one you're talking about because it's like a sketch.
Yeah, it's like a white, black and white sketch. Yeah.
I think I know what you're talking about. I was in a conversation with my boss today about, we were just talking Beatles and Lennon and stuff. And, the thing about Lennon, because we were talking Lennon and McCartney. McCartney was just such a pop oriented musical craftsman.
Yeah.
Where Lennon, is raw emotion. Like when I think of all of his songs, I mean, it's like, Instant Karma is a good pop song, but what it has is emotion.
Yeah.
Cold Turkey emotion. It's just like, you listen to Plastic Ono Band. It's just like, I don't know. It's like your heart's on your sleeve. So. But
to me, I think that's the last album he actually tried on. I mean, until Double Fantasy. Like, I think he kind of phoned it in after that.
It's kind of like Cameron Diaz.
I don't know. I don't know if you could really say that about, like, Mind Games and, it's like.
There's definitely some peaks in there, but I just think, mm-hmm. I think of the Imagine record as like Paul's Ram record, as in, like, it was like, there's a couple new tracks in here, but a lot of it is just songs that were Beatles songs that weren't quite finished yet. Mm-hmm. And then I don't even really acknowledge Sometime in New York City. I don't like that record at all. I think the production is crap, and it's it's got a couple of good songs on it, but I just don't think the production is there. And then Mind Games has definitely got some good songs on it, but I don't think it's properly produced. And then Walls and Bridges, I think it definitely has some hits on it, but I think he's kind of phoning it in because a lot of it's just filler. Like if it was any other artist, you'd be like, oh, this has like two good tracks on it.
So I guess what struck me was some of the outtakes or some of the alternate takes from that Walls and Bridges, because I feel like it still has something. There's still a little spark that's occurring there. So, I don't know. I'm probably a little bit more favorable on Mind Games. There's certain things about it that I think goes deeper than Imagine. And I always kind of liked it, more than Imagine. And the outtakes from that are really, really strong too. Like Bring On the Lucy and stuff like that. So,
yeah. I mean, I sang that song. I mean, I like it, for one of our, I mean,
Jack's like, this is Jack to Jack. This is like when you guys talk baseball to me, I'm just like, okay.
No, I'm listening. I was just reading the chat where, Kim said Tipper Gore champion for explicit lyrics label.
She did.
Which nobody wanted. She said Tipper Gore equals Al Gore's wife. Not anymore.
Oh, did they get divorced?
Yeah, she.
So the kiss, the kiss in 2000 was fake.
Al Gore went. I think dated Larry David's wife for a while.
Oh.
He threw away the lockbox. He just said, "I'm good now."
that's what's funny about, like, when you think about
that was best I could come up with. It's always wonder if the in Curb Your Enthusiasm is Cheers. What's his name?
Ted Danson.
Ted Danson is.
Oh right, yeah.
Al Gore.
Oh. Oh, okay. I don't.
I'm pretty sure. I mean, Ethan's pretty smart in there. Maybe he can look it up, but I'm pretty sure that he dated. I know they're not. I thought they got divorced. I'm pretty sure they got divorced.
I just don't know. I just don't know how autobiographical he gets on that. Well, I mean, I know he
always throws in some stuff that's happened to him.
You know? Al Gore?
No, Larry David.
With Larry David, yeah. Because, like, you know, I know, for example, the whole George quitting, you know, the New York Yankees, mm-hmm. you know, and making a big deal out of it and then coming back the next day after he quit, that really happened, you know, to Larry David. He did that on SNL.
Yeah, he did do that on SNL. Yeah, that's
yeah, right. He got so pissed because they weren't using any of his sketches. And so he just said, you know what? Fuck you guys. I'm leaving. And then showed up the next day. And they're like, I let you quit. And he was like, oh, I'm good.
Man.
Well, he was telling a story about George Steinbrenner, why he did George Steinbrenner, the voice anyway. Mm-hmm. They tried to use George Steinbrenner, but he wasn't good at it. He wasn't good at being himself. So he had to call up George Steinbrenner and say, yeah, you didn't make the cut. And they go, well, how did he act? He goes, no, he took it like a man. He was like, or he took it like a professional.
Well, yeah, you should. I mean,
I just Gal Gadot. Anyway, don't hate me, Twitter. He took it like a professional and said, you know, yeah, I understand. Got to do what's right for the show.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I've been watching a lot of Seinfeld. So you know, like going through it's gonna be
my
storylines.
That's gonna be my next one after I finish the. I'm in season 8 of The Office.
Oh, okay, season 8. Yeah,
I'm on season 5 of Community right now. And
it's
funny is that, you know, I basically had stopped mid season 4. And I think that's where I stopped watching Community when it was originally on, because I think at the time I was moving to California or something like that. And I just, you know, like same as like why I never finished Downton Abbey. It's like, I was too busy.
I stopped season 4 because it got bad.
Yeah, it did. And that's what's funny. I was messaging with Colleen and Mike and Jess.
Look at you name drop.
My friends that you know. Yeah, they're so famous.
Whoa. I don't like to admit that. That was supposed to be a secret. I don't like to admit I even know who those people are.
Yeah, you're probably right. But Colleen actually, because I was on season 1, I was like, yeah, I'm doing a Community watch. And she kind of piped up and was like, oh, yeah, Jay and I did that not too long ago. She goes, and we watched all the way through. And we didn't even notice a difference in season 4. And I wanted to kind of write back to her. And now that I finished season 4, I'm like, bullshit. How do you not notice a difference? I was like, season 1 through 3, there's so much innuendo and so much like meta humor that you either get it or you don't.
You don't have Donald Glover anymore.
No, that's after season 5.
No, that's later. That's later. That's after
season 5. Chevy Chase leaves mid-season 4.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But even though they put him in, they splice him in other parts of season 4 to kind of have him in there. Yeah. But season 4, I don't even think I laughed one time in season 4. Mm. It just seemed very straightforward sitcom of like, oh, here's the thing we need to address and we're going to do it to this episode.
Yeah, it didn't have much of the imagination it had
it did, in
the
first
3 seasons. Mm-hmm. I know Jay and Colleen have been watching because it shows up on my Peacock network. Because I go, God, they're going through that fast. Anyway.
Oh. What else shows up on your Peacock?
things that, you know. I'm not like Clinton. No, I don't have it's straight.
I remember we did Community binge. I think last spring I was going through Community and yeah, you definitely notice like there's that season where you're like, ooh, things just feel a little off.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Dan Harmon comes back and it's like he tries to write this ship, but it's like, it's falling apart.
Yeah.
He left.
Mm-hmm.
Right. He had forced out or something, right?
Yeah. There was some conflict with the network and how they wanted the show to go and how he wanted to go. And, you know, they always say he was fired, but I don't know. There's not, if you try to look it up, there's not much news on why. If it wasn't for Joe McHale, that was what got him back because. He basically said, you know, season 4 isn't working. And even the writer of season 4 had said that, like.
I know he raps. He was working at a department store when I was there. And for Christmas, he wrapped all the presents.
Boom. Nailed it.
So
there's the Jack joke for you. Yeah. That's good. I mean, no, you're like 2 for 2 tonight.
I know he's a rapper. Because he was accused of stealing the song, right?
You're right. That is right. Yeah, Childish Gambino was.
So you want to go on? You want to go on there, guys? Sorry, I can get you banned from this chat. But I won't.
I don't even know how to do that, so that's not happening. But I recently, so I finished my rewatch of.
Wait! Time out. So people can just bash us left and right, and you can't protect us.
I don't know how to do that. I don't. Like I'm not really. Oh yeah, I can block users. Oh, I see.
There you go.
Miami Mike says, "This is America." Not anymore, buddy. Not anymore. I'm blocking your ass. So, you were fired from Jan Jack too many years ago. We can't remember now. No, I'm joking, Miami Mike.
Actually, he
you're more than welcome to come on and replace Chris.
He wasn't technically fired.
No, he wasn't. He was just let go.
We just quit.
We did just quit.
Didn't renew.
And I quit. At that point, I moved on to doing Owen and Bruce. I think that was like what sparked me doing Owen and Bruce, because I was like,
And I remember saying
Miami
I remember saying to both Russ and Miami Mike, if you guys want to keep doing The Walking Dead, go ahead. Didn't I?
Yeah, well, you did. Yeah, we were all kind of like, blah. I thought about going back and rewatching or like finish going forward, but there's other shit that I'm doing.
I was until I saw that Negan is still alive. Was that?
Yeah.
I go, right. How the hell is he still alive? Come on, man.
The show is still on.
Yeah, it's still on. I think they're working towards an end.
I think they said announced that they were going to end it, but
yeah.
Who's left from the original cast?
I don't want to know. I want to be surprised when I watch it when I'm 80.
Maggie, I did a podcast about
Carol,
this.
Is Carol's still there, I think.
Carol? Carol's alive?
I think Carol's still there.
Carol?
Can't remember.
I don't know.
Carol.
I know that there was someone put on our Facebook page that This Is Us is going to finish.
Well, they had planned that. I think it was Sherry that posted that.
I thought it was supposed to be 5 seasons, but I actually stopped watching. I fell behind.
Never watched
an episode.
And I just, there's a storyline. I said, okay. I don't want to spoil people who haven't seen it, but one of the characters' parents, he thought were dead. Turns out, I could live with the first one. But then it came this season.
I know exactly what you're talking about. And that was, for me, Jack, I was right there with you. I was like, I was about ready to just drop all the luggage and walk out. I was like, I can deal with you guys getting plane tickets around the country and you have unlimited resources for money for this shit. But this is one step too far.
Yeah.
And
I didn't like it. I thought it was well done.
Yeah.
But I didn't like it. I said, okay, come on. Come on. And this summer, I'll probably catch up again and finish out the season because my wife's still watching it. But I just like, And it was Sherry. Sherry says it was me. So thanks for ruining my day, Sherry.
I recently finished watching The Detour. The Jack recommended.
I did finish it. I went and checked after we recorded. I go, I did finish it.
Well, see, it ends on a cliffhanger. So there's only 4 seasons. As far as we know, there's not a 5th season. I didn't do any research to see if they're renewed, but IMDb shows them as basically being start, finish, and that's it. It's unfortunate because I think the 4th season was setting up for another season. It leaves you on a cliffhanger for sure.
So if you're the guy, without spoiling anyone, which wife do you choose?
Oh. Well, I choose the one that I'm with.
But because technically he was kind of getting married, right?
Yeah. But here's the thing. And this is one thing about The Detour that I think that can be explained. The husband and wife throughout the entire show go through like a roller coaster of life, right? One thing that is the glue of the show, and they push it. They definitely push it right to the end or to the edge, I should say. But the faith or the love that they have for each other, it always comes back to the two of them.
Even though she's lied to him over and over again.
Even though they love each other and they trust each other. And I think it's a strength in the show. And it's a really fucked up, weird show. Because they do some growth. Any bodily fluid you can imagine, the dad has had in his mouth. But one of the strengths of the show is the core of the family unit. You don't have to watch all 4 seasons, but I would recommend the very first pilot. I think the pilot is exceptionally well written for a comedy pilot. And the fact that it functions so well as a pilot, I was just like, oh man, like that, it's rare. It's rare for a pilot. And I don't want to speak too highly of it because you're going to watch it and be like, Matt, you're full of shit. I hated that show.
I'm backing you up because it does do that. And it sets up the characters.
Excellent. Right away. Yeah. Like, you know, so anyway, you don't have to watch all four seasons. Even if you watch the first season, I think it's enjoyable. But if you've gone that far and you enjoy those characters, go the rest of the distance. At least watch the pilot. There was another show I was about ready to start before I watched The Detour. I was like, okay, it's between these two shows. And I knew I would come back to the other show. And the other show was recommended by some of our listeners a while ago. Finally got around to watching it. Broad City. So have either of you watched Broad City at all?
I know some.
I remember hearing about it.
Yeah, it is.
It might have been Ethan, and I don't listen to him. Or is it Will? I forgot who I was mad at.
I thought you podcast with Ethan.
Yeah, it could be it too.
Anyway,
what's Ethan doing up so late?
I don't ask questions.
You've had two funny jokes, Jack. He's like, oh my God, Jack's on fire. I got to say, listen.
It's like giving him a little blue pill. He's got a heart on and he's just running around. Anyway, Broad City, though.
I don't run around with a heart on. That could be dangerous. Especially at my age, I'd be less worried about breaking a hip and breaking.
I don't mean to put down Ethan because he is the one other person here that is saying Broad City is genius, and I enjoy it quite a bit. So I'm going to murder
I was going to watch it until Ethan said it was genius. I don't respect his opinion.
That's Randy has a very good question there.
When do I have time? I have grandkids. 24/7.
You haven't finished The Princess Bride.
Princess Bride is kid-friendly. You can watch Princess Bride with your grandchildren. Yeah,
totally.
They don't have
to be subjected to the Coco Melon.
They don't sit still for like 10 minutes.
You whip them. Tie them down. Put them straight.
Today we got these plastic tables at Target for kids. They're like $5 and you get the chairs too. Well, Ava for like 2 weeks was pushing it. She likes to build things and she was pushing it on the floor. I said, hey, you're gonna scratch the floor. You can't do that. Hey, don't do that. You're gonna scratch the floor. So she stopped doing it, but Hayden, the younger one, was doing it, and she goes, Hayden, stop. You're gonna scratch the floor. Mm-hmm. I said, so now I figured her out. She's teaching him how to do things wrong to get in trouble. I think that's what she's doing. For him to get in trouble. She's setting him up.
Oh.
Hmm.
Anyway. So you're saying that she's teaching him behind your back. So she's like a little conspiracy theorist or whatever. Or Satan.
Yeah. she's definitely a Satan.
Well, I just want to say that if you haven't checked out Broad City.
What's it on?
Is that it's Amazon? On Hulu. It's on Hulu. Hulu. It's a Comedy Central show. I wouldn't say that the pilot hits on all cylinders like the Detour did, but I love the two main characters, the two female writers, the two creators of the show, Alana Glazer is probably how it is, and Abby Jacobson. I didn't realize that Abby Jacobson was the voice of Bean on the Disenchantment. Is that what it is? It's a Netflix cartoon. She's the main character of voice of that. But love the two of those characters. And there's just, I don't know what it is about the show that I'm enjoying. But it is my binge.
Is it funny?
Yeah, it is funny, and it has some surprising moments. I think that it definitely takes place like in New York City. New York City is a character because they're just, that's where they're at. You know, it's just like, you know, any show that's set there, if it doesn't, I don't know, it just feels a lot more real and lived in. And there's some Seinfeldian moments where you're like, why are they doing this? Why are they on this mission here?
So they stole from Seinfeld.
No. There's no stealing from Seinfeld. It's not like a show about nothing, you know? So
what'd you do today? That's an episode.
I'm just saying that there are moments, even when I'm rewatching Seinfeld, where like, there's these little tangents or these little side jokes. It has nothing to do with the plot at all. It just exists to be a joke. Yeah. And they have moments like that as I've been watching Seinfeld and then I switch over to one. I'm like, oh, there's a little bit of not continuity, but there's a little bit of that like oh, we're just going to have this joke here because it's funny and it doesn't have to pay off, you know? But then there's a larger story working, you know, around it. So, I liked it. So I've enjoyed it. I'm not quite all the way through the entire season just yet, but
is it just one season?
Only one season of Broad City?
I think that, well, there's 50 episodes and they did finish.
How many?
50.
Well,
that's more than one season. Yeah. It's at least two.
Five seasons, 10 episodes each. 10 episodes.
So if it's Comedy Central, it's on Hulu though. We don't have to go through because Comedy Central has a lot of commercials.
Yeah. You know, if you can watch it on Hulu.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Without the commercials.
Ethan says five seasons, so it must be only like four.
No, five seasons. It's five seasons, 10 episodes each, 50 episodes.
Ethan's got to be wrong here.
I got a phone call the other day from. Oh, sorry. Are we done?
No, I can't wait. I can't wait to be done so I can go watch this other show. You know?
So, I got a phone call the other day from a mutual friend. I'm not sure if Matt's ever talked to him though, but the phone call started off with, "Hey, so I've been putting this thing together, and it's really fun." It was Cliff.
Oh,
so. If anyone has never had a conversation
with... Now that does sound like Cliff.
Yeah. So if Cliff... Jay always called them cliffhangers. Cliff never properly sets up a story, nor does he finish a story. It's just middle, and you have to figure out what the hell he's talking. So for his birthday, his work has always been really good to him. He's an editor out in Hollywood. And they go out...
Hollywood.
One year, they gave him... I think I told you all this story when it happened. They gave him a $200 gift certificate to this restaurant in Hollywood. And he's like, Nick, do you want to come? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, it's $200, so we should be good. The appetizer alone was $30.
Wow.
Wow. You know, so, I think we ended up spending $375 at that place.
Damn.
Of course, $200 of it was its...
So Jack's percent is on a little fight there.
Yeah, so 200 of it, you know, was covered. 200 of it was covered by the gift certificate. So we had to pay still 175 between two of us. And so we're like, damn, it was really good. But it was just like, this place is fucking expensive.
Did you get the pork chop?
No, it was a Asian fusion type place, and so it was a lot of sushi and a lot of stuff I didn't know what the hell it was.
Did you get the happy ending?
We did. Yeah.
Oh, okay,
it's the same place that he tipped the hand washer guy. It's that place. But anyway, so basically his work this year though for his birthday bought him a Lego. Cliff has never put together a Lego, nor has he ever been into Legos. So yeah. I had to decipher what he's talking about. He's like, "Hey, so I've been putting this thing together and it's really fun." And I'm like, "The fuck are you talking about?" So they got him the NES Lego. So for everyone out there, back in January, I think, or maybe late last year, Lego put out a Nintendo original NES system Lego, and it's to scale the old gray box and a disc and a TV, and it's a neat little thing. But he put that together, and he's like, "Nick, I think I've caught the Lego bug because I've been back to the store twice now." And I'm getting like all this stuff, and I'm like, see, it's addictive.
It is addicting. Because 2 years ago, with having grandkids, and let's put this together. But it's fun. I enjoy it.
It's fun. It's therapeutic, and that's what Cliff likes about. Because for anyone out there who doesn't know Cliff, his entire life as I know him has only been into Final Fantasy video games. That's it. That's all he does in his spare time is play Final Fantasy.
He used to play hockey.
But he's really gotten into this now. You can tell he's like super into it. He's like, "Yeah, I'm thinking about getting this set and this set and this set." I'm like, "Cliff, your apartment's like 400 square feet. Like, there's no way you can get Legos." He's like, "Yeah, I have to clear out some of this shit."
Yeah, because he lives in a very small place, right?
Yeah, he lives in an old renovated motel. So it's one of those that you have the door there on one side, the AC unit, and the one window there in the front. Yeah. And it's just a long, you know.
It's the Bates Motel, right?
It basically is the Bates Motel. Yeah.
And just to mention what Ethan says. The TV screen moves so that you can actually like you can play Super Mario, or you don't play Super Mario, but it like scrolls around from what I understand. So
I have it. I haven't put it together because I don't have the space for it. But that's every person I know who has it and has put it together says it's just full of little secret things like that. Like the screen moves. You know, you can actually the flip thing flips up. You can put the disc in it.
Oh yeah.
It has all these things that you're like, wow, they really thought it out. They didn't just like make a block. You know, right. Say, oh, here you go. You know.
The only thing I hate about Legos is when you put the wrong piece in, and you don't realize it until like 20 pieces later. You go,
Sure.
I go.
That's why you don't mix the bags.
But I hate because sometimes the directions, you can't tell the difference between the gray and the black.
Oh, and light gray, dark gray, and black.
Lego does a very good job because like when you have like, I have three number two bags or whatever, you need to have three different plates or three different bowls, whatever, and put those individually because that way, because they have the count done just right and the colors are different.
So you're saying I should just throw it all on the table?
You don't just throw it all. Yeah, no, you don't mix them together.
Oh, that's what I'm doing wrong.
Yeah. And if you take the brown acid.
There is a system to it. There is a system to it, yeah. The black licorice is not good. I was just surprised. I mean, because Cliff does call me from time to time, and, you know, he's like me, lives by himself, and, like, he'll talk to me for, like, 2 or 3 hours. I'm like, Cliff, I didn't talk to you this much when I live near you. But he will. Yeah, it's nice though, because he wants to know what I'm watching, what movies he's watching, you know, and he's like, let's break down Mortal Kombat. You know, and like he wants to talk about like what he thought of it, what I thought about it. It's basically another podcast.
That's Cliff.
Yeah.
Yeah, my brother, he calls me up, you know, he'll always text me like, call me when you can, you know, because he drives. He's a delivery. And so he drives all over the place, all over Indiana, you know, sometimes to Ohio or Illinois or St. Louis or Michigan. So he's always, you know, on the road. He wants to talk.
Does he wear jeans when he's driving?
I have no idea what the fuck he was wearing. But anyway, Matt's so over that topic.
I figured it might come up in the conversation. That's why I asked.
I figured that it would come up in this fucking podcast.
Are you wearing jeans?
Anyway,
your brother goes, I'm not going sledding. Why would I wear jeans?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All right, go ahead and finish the story, Matt.
No, I'm done. I'd like to thank Tack from Lego.
No. Finish the story.
I guess I'm just saying that like there's those moments that you have like with family or friends where you're just kind of like, I feel like we talk more on the phone than we did like probably just hanging out in person, you know, like and part
you
of
know
that's
why,
just
you know why? Because people are addicted to their phones.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Like he's driving somewhere.
No, I'm right.
But it's funny, like, because, like, I wouldn't be a good podcaster if I didn't know how to talk. But the two people that I can sit and never say a word in front
of. Who said you were good?
I didn't say I was good. Well, yeah, it's true. But, like, my dad and my oldest friend, I can go visit either one of those people and we could sit there for hours and never say a word to each other because we've heard everything we have to say to each other. It's like,
that's what I feel about this podcast.
Oh,
he's so hurtful.
I mean, did you see the Padres beat the Rockies? I mean,
well, they should have swept them, but we didn't even talk about this. Four of their five starters tested positive for the coronavirus.
Oh, okay.
And it just happened to be three of their better players. I'm like going, why have they not got the shot?
Conspiracy.
They had guys playing yesterday I'd never heard of. I'm like going, well, who's this fucker?
Can you call yourself a fan if you don't know all the players?
Well, I know them now. Shitty, shittier, shittiest. I mean, literally, they had guys hitting 180. I'm like going, come.
I mean, to be fair, Jack, all the Padres' budget goes to your one player. So
no, that's not true. They got several players making $30 million a year, but that's okay. Hey, fuck you, John.
Can you really call yourself a Star Wars fan if you don't know all their clone names?
Every single clone.
Every single clone. You got to know them. by heart. And that, I know
him. I meant to mention that on Owen Bros. That was probably the best line. The best line in the entire episode was, you know, the clones fought to have names, and now people are lining up to have numbers. You know, that was the best line in the movie.
I love that. That was a good one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we forgot to mention that.
Did you guys see that video of it was a peewee football practice?
Oh yeah, that kid gets laid out.
It's hard to watch because the kid, they're doing some, they have these phone things separating it, and it's and so they meet and he's supposed to tackle him, and the kid is taller than him.
He just plows him,
and he leads with his helmet and just levels the kid, and the coaches are laughing.
Yeah, like, get up, walk
out. Oh, you're okay, get up. And everyone's like going, okay, that was okay 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. I said, come on, from what we know now, can't. I even put it on Twitter. You can't do something like that.
You shouldn't be doing that drill until high school anyway, because, you know, when you're that young, cause you're talking about, like, those probably are fourth graders, you know, if that. You know, you have no concept of, like, lean in or, like, angle your body. They're mm-hmm. just running straight up. And then when someone hits you like that,
yeah.
Well, you don't even have to. What I learned from, because when I was reffing, you had to learn about concussions. Mm. But you can get a concussion with, especially at the young age, going feet first into the boards because it rattled your brain around. This kid, it's hard to watch because it's like, oh my God, he just gets leveled. It sounds like he's crying too, doesn't it?
I only watched it the one time, so I that's all. That was enough for me. So I don't. That's what I was about to comment on, Matt.
Oh my God, that's so funny, Ethan. Thank you for that. So, Ethan in the chat says, "Can you call yourself a real Star Wars fan if you mix up Billy Dee and Carl Weathers?"
Well, that was Chris, wasn't it?
Yes.
who's on the show? I don't know.
That's why that episode of The Rock in the first episode, that's why he wrote that to us as an inside joke, is like, because that was classic. I mean, only like we would have really thought that was funny because that's exactly what happened. So for anyone who's not seen the first episode of what is The Rock show called?
The Rock.
The Young Rock. The Young Rock.
I watched the first episode.
You see The Rock's dad come out, just because it's taking place in the 80s. You see the dad come out of this place and people are holding up photographs for him to autograph. And then the guy looks at the photograph and looks at the fan and goes, is this a picture of Carl Weathers?
It's like, God. It's like 5 minutes into the episode, because Chris told us, just watch the first 5 minutes, 5 minutes and 10 seconds or something of the episode.
Yeah, I think I've seen more episodes than all the rest of you guys.
Yeah, I just watched that one. Yeah.
I've been meaning to go back through and finish watching that show, because I started, like, I think 3 episodes in. And I was enjoying it. It does a bit of time hopping, you know, going on, where you see them at different ages and they're kind of telling this larger story. And
so they have different actor?
Actor for different ages. But you have high school Rock, you have college Rock, and then you have young Rock, of course. And then you have the old Rock.
When he was playing football, he got in a fight with the San Diego State mascot. They had a benches. Monty Montezuma.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I guess what happened is that it was Miami versus San Diego State, and the fight breaks out. It's all the play. So he ends up fighting the mascot.
Did he win?
He probably did, but the mascot's built pretty good, but he's still just a mascot. If you're a mascot, listeners, Ethan, I know you're probably a mascot. So I'm not putting you down. I'm just saying, you know, even though The Rock wasn't that as big as he is now, because he's ridiculously big now, but he still probably beat up the mascot.
I've only been around a mascot one time, and, you know, they're not allowed to speak. The ones that are actually in the costume, you know, ever, they're not allowed to speak. And like that's what I just did, like, the entire time, was try to get the guy to talk to me. It's like, he never broke character one time, though. Like, never.
Yeah, I knew the guy that was the Hurricanes mascot, the Carolina Hurricanes mascot, and the reason I know him is because he came to our rink to learn how to skate so he could be the mascot. I mean, what cracked me up, I go, why are you a pig? I don't get it. The mascot for the Hurricanes, the pig, but I guess it's like, cause it's the biggest sausage, one of the bigger sausage producing states or something like that. I said, okay. Still don't get it, but that's okay.
Well, I mean, it took me a long time to figure out. I mean, when you're a kid, like, why were the Green Bay Packers called the Packers? You're like, that's such a weird name. And then you're like, I get it now. You know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot.
Why are the Dodgers the Dodgers?
I don't know that one. Yeah.
Dodging trolleys.
Oh, okay.
That's why they're the Dodgers.
But then you get, you know, like, well, we've talked about this before, like all the, like,
fuck
the
wine. You, John.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a great one.
But fuck, I mean, like, you, when we talk about how many teams have moved, you know, when you're like, you know, like, why are the Clippers called the Clippers in LA? Like, why are the LA Lakers called the Lakes? There's no lakes in LA. It's like, you know, like all, like, you know, all these weird.
Well, the Clippers used to be the Buffalo Braves.
Right.
And then they moved to San Diego, and then they said, okay, we're going to change the name. And it was actually a contest. Mm. And someone named it that. But now that they're talking about the A's might move, the Oakland A's might move, and people are saying, well, they got to change their name. I said, well, they've had that name for over 100 because they started in Philadelphia.
And it's Athletics. So like, yeah, that's not like it's a thing. So it's like, okay.
Yeah. No. They went to from Philadelphia, then they went to Kansas City. And then Kansas City, they went to Oakland. So
I mean, I think if the A's move, they should move to Nashville. Because, I mean, there's no teams in the South other than the Braves. And Nashville is exploding so big.
Actually, that's a good choice. But people are saying move to Raleigh.
Oh, Raleigh would be fine, too. Yeah.
But I don't, well, because Raleigh's growing.
Yeah.
And
they don't have any gas right now. But, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. I was like, I go, I'd like to have a major league team here. I would still root for the Padres, even though they participation trophy guys, but yeah, they really no, I'd go watch the, but I hate to see cities lose their team. I mean,
I do too. Yeah,
I mean, they already lost their football team.
I mean, yeah, look at St. Louis. Like, how many times has the football team left? You know, but yeah, I mean,
plus they got to live in Northern California, which everyone knows bites. It's overpriced, yeah, and it's weather sucks, and
well, but it's weird.
The people are dicks. So anyway,
well, the San Francisco in general, because it's such a weird, you know, 7 mile area, it's like, you know, the nearest team really is the Oakland A's. It's like, so, but you have to drive down almost to Corpentino to see the freaking Giants play, and you're like, I don't want to drive all the way down there. It's like,
right,
how can you call that really the San Francisco Giants when they're not even in San Francisco, and the A's are actually closer than the Giants?
Yeah,
what the hell,
I don't know. And for the longest time, the A's were actually the better team.
Yeah,
in there, they probably had the best team probably in the last, well, you know, it's the Big Red Machine, but those swinging those A's teams from 72 to 75 were great teams. Oh, Kim's mad at me. Oh, I don't care. You started it, John. You started it. She should be mad at you.
Kim's mad at you for what?
Oh,
making fun of the Giants. Yeah.
Well, making fun of Frisco in general. Yeah. It's just too cold there. It's freezing there.
What, in San Francisco?
San Francisco.
Oh, in the afternoon.
No, it's cold there at any time.
Well, for successfully completing a podcast anywhere.
Is this episode 124?
Yeah, it is. It is.
That's it?
Well, I mean, yep. If the official RCAD.
Yeah, but still, that's it.
We had our, well, at least according to Colleen, you know, I remember we had our 100th one, you know, not too long ago. And I remember we were going like, this is,
who the hell is that?
His name's Matt. He's from some 80s show that never got picked up. I can't remember.
I recognize the actor.
Well,
isn't that the kid that was in, the kid that was in.
There you go. Twi'lek action.
This is what we were talking about in Owen and Bruce. If you tune into Owen and Bruce, it's pretty much just 30 minutes of us talking about Sue. Anyway, be happy, everybody. Focus on the good.
But, like, you know, I've been to San Francisco 3 times in my life, and, you know, the mornings to me are excellent. Like, because, like, it feels normal there. The sun's out. And then by 1 o'clock, for some reason, the winds change and all that ocean air comes blowing in, and you're just like, fuck, it's cold and windy.
Windy, it's cold.
I don't know about you guys, but I like a good afternoon blown.
They do have that windy road that every tourist has to go. I'm ignoring you,
those words didn't even sound right together. No. But that's where I'm at.
You like a good blowing in the afternoon.
I like a good blowing.
Afternoon delight.
That's what I was thinking of, actually. I was just like, so
yes, San Francisco is beautiful. Like, I like the beach.
That's what's blowing in the wind.
What's where Clint Eastwood used to be mayor of?
Carmel by the Sea.
That's really nice. That's really nice.
Yeah. Now, that whole Half Moon Bay, it's a great area. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I've been to Half Moon Bay. There's a great –
But San Francisco's got too many people, too. It's too much traffic, too many people.
Too many
– I stayed in the Tenderloin last time I was there, which is like the really rough spot in San Francisco. People were like, oh, my God, you're staying there? I'm like, it's cheap. I don't care.
I like to stay right around the rim of the asshole. So
yeah. Uh-huh.
It's stinky but soft.
Well, what's great? Well, if you're someone like me who doesn't really give a shit where you're sleeping, there's a lot of little.
I'm sorry. Just go ahead. I'll pull it together.
One of the good things about San Francisco is there's a lot of little bitty small national parks in San Francisco.
And they're called nuggets.
Yeah, they're nuggets. Yeah. Make sure you wipe. And at the top, I forget what it's called. It's not the Pursuit. Maybe it is the Presidio, but it's the top part central of San Francisco. There is a hostel up there. And if you stay up there, go ahead, Matt. Something is percolating in that weird brain of yours.
That's the tail. It's right underneath the tail. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
But yeah, like that's me. Like if you're someone like me who doesn't care, like the hostel.
I don't care. I'm always like
$30 a night. So I love it.
$30 a night.
Yeah, if you like a hostel, if you like something like
if you want to be stabbed in the middle of the night and killed.
I've stayed at hostels. They're not bad.
Hostels are not an American thing. And
what is I've never even been to a hostel. What is that?
I love hostels. Are like a shared motel.
Yeah,
They're really common in Europe, but in America, they're not something that's ever caught on. But California has a great hostel system.
Weren't hostels in Lost?
I don't know if there was a hostel in Lost. I'm trying to. I mean, they basically were living in a hostel.
Randy said, "Speaking of stinky,
yeah, I stayed in a hostel when I was in Flagstaff." But you know, there's a train that comes through there and it definitely was like you said, Nick, you know, it was just like, there was a lot more European people there. There's a common area. Usually there's like games there, like foosball, or pool or, you know, like TV and a couch or something. So
it's like, Monterey is a really small town in California and it's super expensive to keep all the riffraff away, but there is a hostel right in the center of town. And I think it's $28 a night to stay there. And that's what I would do. I just pull up in my truck, park there, $28 a night, you know, and it's like, it's an old house.
Do you bring your own sheets or?
They give you a pair of sheets when you come in, but the thing is that you're sharing a room probably with five other guys.
Wait, time out. You're staying in a room where you don't know the people?
No. That's what I'm saying. That's what you have to get over. So it's like, but the thing is like, you leave anything valuable.
No, fuck that.
You're too in your comfort zone, Jack.
I'm not sleeping with people I don't know.
Now, see, the hostel that I stayed in.
You can pay more for your own room if you want to.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. Like, when I stayed at a hostel, like, my wife, at the time, my girlfriend, we shared a room and we paid for our own
living
hostel.
Living in
you can do that too. Yeah.
So, and I think as Kim mentioned, hostels are for freshmen in college.
So, Nick, let me get this straight. So you just go, just give me a bunk bed. And
no, you have to make your reservations before you go. But like,
don't watch Saw.
Yeah, don't watch
Saw. If you watch Saw, it's going to ruin it for you.
So the one specifically in Monterey, I think it's Hostel Internet. And I do this. there's like three downtown San Diego. Yeah, you make the reservation on their site because there's a whole line of them up the coast of California. But this one in Monterey, because I'm only going to sleep there. That's it. That's all I care about. And so I just, you pay like $28 a night.
I'd rather sleep in my car.
Yeah, but then you get a ticket if they catch you.
I'd think it'd be safer.
Yeah. It was actually, spoiler alert, in an episode of This Is Us. The season it was featured.
If I'm paying a whole $28, demand my own hostel rooms, right?
Well, I would probably pay more than $28.
That's what I mean. Like if you're someone who has no money, it's a nice way to see the country.
I get that, but it's just like I'm not gonna sleep with people I don't know that could be killers. Sure. I mean,
well, you don't spoon with them.
No, yeah, maybe they're in their own bed.
Maybe I've been watching too much YouTube.
Yeah.
Because every fucking day somebody's getting killed, stabbed, shot. This country is going to shit. I mean, it's so depressing to watch this crap. People getting beat up for no reason. It's just anyway.
Randy stayed in some great hostels in France and Switzerland.
Well, Switzerland, the people there are kind.
Are you trying to say that people in San Francisco are not kind?
I'm saying people in the United States are not kind. People in Switzerland.
Jack's very, very, very pro Switzerland. It's like this national soapbox that he gets
on.
It's
my heritage. It's my family.
I know, but you get kind of racist about it, though. You're like, you know, my Switzerland first. You know, me, Switzerland. Yeah. People.
What's the worst thing that happened in Switzerland? You get stabbed by one of the toothpicks from the Swiss Army knife?
Well, they do have a lot of gold for some reason.
Well,
that's for some reason.
Why do you think they stay neutral?
Yeah. I'm saying Germany looks the other way when they talk about Switzerland.
Hey, you got to do what you got to do to make ends meet.
And Switzerland looks the other way when they talk about Germany.
Exactly.
But why? They stay out of every war, though, don't they?
They do. It's why they have such a surplus of Swiss Army knives.
Yeah, Nevada tried to stay out of the war too, but you know all that nuclear testing. I don't know.
The Broncos.
Speaking
released
of Vegas.
The Broncos released their schedule yesterday, day for yesterday for the 2021 season, and it's so weird to see Los Angeles Raiders written on the schedule. I'm like, that just does not look right.
It's not the Los Angeles Raiders. Las Vegas Raiders.
Las Vegas
Raiders.
LV.
It should have been the Las Vegas Raiders, but now
you fucked it up. It should have been the Los Angeles.
It should have been the Los Angeles Raiders.
Yeah, that's what it should have been. Fuck me.
Yeah. But I mean, it still struck me.
You know what?
If
I should have stayed at a hostel hotel, I would have been smarter.
If you stay in a hostel in Amsterdam, they will steal your money orders. Miami Mike has still not gotten back his money orders.
Why would you stay in a hostel in Amsterdam? I mean, you pay the woman to stay in her bed in Amsterdam.
Miami Mike, I feel the same way about UPS. They fucked me over. You know, they fucked you over too. So
now this hostel, does it have like TV and stuff?
Yeah. So all right.
Is there a fight over the TV? I mean, who has the remote?
No. Usually it's a communal living room type. Like, so the hostels in the United States
You all get to, oh my God.
Ironically, they only watch
Survivor.
How
much time are you spending in the hostel? You don't. If you're in a town you've never been in, you're going to be going to a restaurant. You're
too busy getting laid, man.
I don't sleep that well. So
you're just
like
laying pipe and
I'm not sleeping, and I go, okay, I'm going to go watch some TV. Oh, there's 50 people in here, and I got to stand in line to get my. It's like getting gas here in North Carolina. Jesus Christ!
Randy clarifies it here. He says it's like a dorm with a common area.
Yep.
Like living room and kitchen. Yes.
I don't like it. Now, what about the bathrooms? Is it just one bathroom?
No. Well, yeah.
It depends on
where you're at. They're different every place you go. So sometimes it will be like a mass, like a men's room. Like you'll have like actual stalls for toilets and urinals.
It's not like in the army where prison.
Yeah, it's not open.
You're sitting there and you look over and it's like, What are you looking at? I'm taking
no,
a
no,
shit.
It's not like that. No, and then you'll have like five stalls for showers as well.
Okay.
Now the European ones are way better than the American hostels. I've stayed in probably five or six hostels in Europe, and those are more closer to hotels, because they're still cheap, but they'll be a really small room, and you'll have your own little TV there and your own little bathroom.
But I found every hotel in Europe is
really small. Yes.
Yeah. True. I literally knock myself out every time getting to the bathroom in Switzerland because the bed, this is how much room was between the bed. I would get up
because we're spoiled.
Bam. Yeah. Well, I'm not spoiled. It's just like
Americans are spoiled, though. We are. Like, we expect everything to be
only the people from San Francisco.
Mike says the Italy hostels were amazing.
See, so they come with spaghetti.
And that's interesting. Like the worst one I've stayed at was in Italy, and it was you literally opened this really small door. You opened it up. The bed was right there. you had no place to put your luggage. You basically threw your luggage on the bed. And then you're like, where the hell's the bathroom? You open the door into the shower. You step into the shower, close the door, and then there's the toilet.
Like, dear God, wow.
So it's like, it was basically like a little closet.
Yeah, it sounds smaller than a cabin in a cruise ship.
It really was. Yeah, smaller than that. Yeah.
So.
But I mean, to me, I didn't care. Like, it's like, I'm just here for the bed. I don't care.
I feel like we like really opened Jack's mind and eyes to the world of hostels today.
I'm not sold on it.
What was weird is, of all the places I stayed at, China was the best, because as a foreigner going there to work, they want you to think really highly of China. So they would put me in the best hotels. I was like, oh my God, on my own, I would never stay in a place like this because it would be too expensive.
Well, it's like when I had to use the bathroom in France, and it cost me money to use it because they
but it's fucking clean, isn't it?
And but they go, he goes, no, you. So I had like the Taj Mahal bathroom because I was an American.
Ah.
And I was like, you come back, use the service here. I'm like, well, okay. But it was like, oh my God, this is like, it was like heaven in there. I didn't want to leave.
Yeah. That's always one of the big.
It was bigger than the hotel room.
That's the argument though. People say, it's like, you know, like when people have never been to Europe, but bitch, like you have to pay to go to the bathroom. I'm like, okay. It's like, you know how when you go into the gas stations and it's got like, you know, for a good time call, and you got condom shit on the walls and all this other, and the toilet's probably clogged up.
I don't go to those gas stations.
Yeah, probably not. But any weird gas station that's public in the U.S. is going to be just gross, you know? Yeah. Like, you go to Europe, I don't care if I'm paying 50 cents or 58 or half a euro. They're pristine. You could eat off that bowl. Not that you would, but you could.
Yeah, they are clean. I will give you that.
Yeah. That would be, Randy, that would be Cliff that would tip the bathroom attendant in Bitcoin. And, oh, my God, right now, there's no way I'd tip in Bitcoin. That's like giving away $100.
Miami Mike, I stated he was a house. That's why he got kicked off the podcast. Wrong, fake news, Miami Mike.
Well, this was really eye opening. Do we have to have another commercial break?
No, I think it's. I think it's after 2 hours.
We had to have two. I thought we had to.
Oh,
have
we
two.
Can.
Let's just throw another one in there, just for good measure.
All right.
Or measure.
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 Merger. I wish Chris was here.
How many
Chris would know how to.
How many spitzes have you had, Matt?
Spitzes? I've just had the one. Oh. So yeah,
I was loaded. Okay, loaded.
I learned it from you, Dad.
I learned it from you. 15 edibles. So, anyway, yeah. Well, hostels. There you go.
That was the last episode or week last episode before that. That did crack me up. But Chris, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you could tell the gummy really kicked in, and he's just like, "I'm funny when I'm high." I'm like, "Fuck!" I don't know if you guys heard that or not. I don't.
Well, Kim does say it. Wikipedia says a 2005 American horror film was written and directed by Eli Roth. It was okay. So there you go.
Yeah, you know why? Eli Roth. That's what he does.
That's what people think when they go into this hostel hotel. People are going to die.
I thought the Saw was loosely based off of that, but maybe I'm thinking of the movie Hostel, the 2000.
You probably are, but Saw is roughly also based on H.H. Holmes too, which was one of the first American serial killers during the Chicago Fair, I think it was 18 whenever it was, because he had a hotel. That's what he did. And each room, once you close the doors, it would lock you in. It was like a puzzle, and you would die. You know, he would kill you.
He was probably the first known. We've had serial killers probably from day one.
Yeah, they should call him that.
Sure, yeah.
You know, not until Mindhunter.
Because Adam was still pissed about that apple. Right?
No, it was Cain. Cain was mad.
No, he was
trying to get back to the apple.
No, because Eve ate the apple,
but it wasn't technically an apple. It was just fruit. Okay, so we don't know what kind of fruit. It was just magic fruit.
Well, who did
it was Cain, probably pot.
Who did Cain and Abel marry?
They killed each other. They killed each other.
Well, then have the population keep going.
Okay, Cain married.
That's
Abby,
on down the line.
And Abel married.
Yeah, but where did they come from?
I don't have a girl.
If it just started with Adam and Eve.
There's a lot of incest.
There were clearly other Nephilim around popping out babies. There was
it doesn't say that in the book.
Well,
Yeah, and also they, doesn't say anything about Noah having refrigeration for polar bears and penguins, but hey, they're here.
That's true. Maybe they stayed at a hostile hotel.
They did.
Adam and Eve started there, and they said, "Hey, you're all welcome. It's we're all going to sleep together."
And that's how we got Adam and Steve. Thanks,
Ethan. And we're going to share one apple.
Would Jack stay at a B&B? Would you stay at a bed and breakfast? Like a bed and breakfast is kind of like a fancy hostel.
It depends. It depends on
you're held hostage by fancy people.
Lunch chair dinner.
A what?
A lunch chair dinner.
Lunch chair dinner. What the fuck is that?
If you're staying at a bed and breakfast, they're going to kick you out. So then you have to find a lunch chair dinner.
I would depend. it would depend on the reviews of the bed and breakfast. I don't know. Yeah. I don't even like the Airbnbs. I'm not even sure I would stay there.
Well, yeah, that's kind of a depends on the person's home, but like I've stayed at a few bed and breakfasts. Like there's lots of places in the country where that's all you can find because you're so remote. That's like if you go to Iceland, for example, mm-hmm. The only place in Iceland that has hotels is the capital. Every place in Iceland after that is a bed and breakfast.
Because the problem with bed and breakfast, I'm gonna have to wake up and talk to people I don't know, right?
It's like Vermont. When I went to Vermont, it's like there's no.
I stayed at Bob Newhart's hotel.
There's no hotels there because you know Vermont's just very isolated. There's like a lot of small towns. You know, they're small villages almost, and so there's not a lot of chains that have their footprint in these small little towns. So there's just because we were stranded actually in Vermont. Several years ago.
Did you get high on maple syrup?
Wait, your trucker van broke down.
My
right?
van, our van broke down.
See, yep. I remember.
You remembered. Aw. Jack's like firing on all cylinders.
Did Nick remember? No.
No.
Nick said, fuck it, I don't care.
We weren't friends then. We didn't know each other then. See? We were just kind of, you know.
Well, how do I know it? We've never been friends.
Must have been on the sports talk.
My whole worldview has been shattered now, Jack. That's it. There's nothing left. After the dark, a ramble was cast. So
I remember a lot. It's not everything.
So we had been driving for a really long time across New York, and we were trying to get to this park. This, you know, like we had a reservation for a space.
The big ball of string or something like that?
At this park. No, it was like a, you know, it's like a, you know, it's a park where you camp at and stuff like that.
Yeah. Oh,
you know,
okay.
Like that. I can't remember if it was a state park. I don't think it was a national park, but anyway, in order to get there, there was a moment where we had to go up this really steep hill. And we get up the steep hill, and at some point, basically there was an overheat moment with our what was it? There was some fluid that like just oh, it was our transmission fluid. That's right, our transmission fluid basically just shit out all over the road at that point. After we made it to the top of that,
was someone behind you?
And then
I'd be pissed.
I think somebody was behind us, but I mean, it went all over the road, so it didn't go in.
Okay, all right.
So, but anyway, we lost all of our transmission fluid. We made it to the top of this hill, and I had no.
Are you guys reading the chat? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It died, up the top of that mountain, and then we're stranded there. It's like, well, at least we have our camping gear, we have our space, we can set up and we can camp for the night. But it's also like, I think it was either a Saturday night. Yeah, it was a Saturday night because the next day was Sunday. It was Father's Day. And it was like we were fucked. We were just like, oh, well, nothing's open on Sunday. We have nothing that we can do about this right now because it's Saturday night. So we were just kind of stranded there. And God bless the kindness of strangers and Vermont's just colloquial nature. So because there was a person that was there actually just walking trails in that park. Like they weren't even there to camp. They were just walking.
Did they have a shovel?
No, they didn't. It was like a husband and wife. They were super sweet. Mm. I could not understand. I spoke with the gentleman after on the phone, and it was like one of those weird moments where like talking to someone with a thick accent in person, you could understand them, but on the phone, I could barely understand some of the things that he was saying. So
is that where you discovered your love of sledding?
No.
Oh.
I like no. Matt Tree says, are we accusing the Bible of lazy writing? I think we are.
Oh,
and then Randy says, good thing Noah brought those sheep on board.
Thanks a lot, Randy. And there were no sheep in that park that we were trapped at. But well, Matt Treese, there was no good resolution with the Bible. It just kind of like, you know, it kind of ends on this cliffhanger of like, oh, is he coming back? I don't know. It's like a real, really weird hallucination dream.
I got to tell you, if I'm him, I don't come back.
Every TV show has like a drug trip episode, right? Like where things are kind of trippy and weird, right? Like it's a TV show trope. The Bible does it, except they save it for the very end. They're like, oh, here's a trippy drug story for you. Make of it what you will. This is how we're going to end. It's like you get the ending of Sopranos mixed with a drug trip, you know, like, and that's the end. That's how they, it's like,
oh. Why did it take him 6 days to create, you know, the world? I mean, why 6 days? I mean, I know he took the seventh day off.
Right. Well,
but I think God could do it. He should be able to do it more efficient than the way he did it.
So one aspect of this that I'll get a little theological about is that the term day actually didn't mean 24 hours. We now have that attribution of like, oh, a day, that word a day means 24 hours, but the term.
So it took him longer?
No, the term, and when it was written in the Bible, a day was just a period of time. It didn't really mean a specific 24 hours.
That's what I'm saying. So
it was basically like saying a period of time.
So he took a lot of time off.
So when it says, like, you know, on the first day, it's basically saying in the first epoch or whatever, or the first eon, you know, it's just a period of time. And even in like Second Paul, there's a passage in there where he mentions that to God a day is but 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is but a day to God. You know, so
6,000 years.
No, I mean it's just a generalization. People get so fucking like, you know.
Well, I'm trying to.
Oh, it's got to be this exactly.
It does have to be exactly. I want some organization. I don't want to say fuck.
Did you read Revelations? Because
it's been a long time. I read the Bible when I was a kid. Did you read the
15 commandments?
Ten.
And if you actually look at the tablet of the one that breaks,
yeah,
it actually says, "Do not break."
Well, these were etched in stone. You have to follow them?
Like, okay, there's 10 commandments. There's not one about, like, and in fact, of the commandments, it actually, like, kind of gives a pass on slavery because you're not supposed to covet your neighbor's slave. So of all of the commandments, A, fuck that shit. There should have been a commandment that said, thou shalt not own other people.
Right.
Kill, don't murder.
All right.
George Carlin does the let's do some
editing. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like George Carlin, if you're ever out there, Google George Carlin 10 commandments. He does the best breakdown ever. He goes, really, there's only about four. He goes, but you had to have 10 because 10 sounds official. You know, like
it does actually.
It's like, you know, he breaks down. He's like, so this is basically saying the same shit as this one. And this, it's really good.
But really, like, thou shalt not own other people. Like, come on,
yeah.
like, how is that not included? And if it was included, well, you know, somebody came along and was like, we gotta take that one out.
Probably the person that wrote it was a slave owner.
You think?
What about the Constitution? All men are created equal.
You had the.
It was called
something, but they had a conference. It was like basically like, all right, who's the most Bible-ish of all the books? Let's figure out what we're gonna put in this shit. Oh, you Gnostics over here are so trippy, we're gonna keep your shit out. Besides, you smell like weed. So yeah, I mean it was called something. It was like the Conference of Congolians, the convoluted
Convoluted, yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, the convoluted convalescence of conolingus. I think that's what it's called. Look it up.
who was the first person to put a Bible in a hotel?
Gideon,
I assume. Yeah.
Or Rocky you never met one. You never seen one, but they're around. I think Lewis Black. Shit, what was he? I've already forgot where my train of thought was going. But he talks about that.
About not having a podcast over 2 hours, apparently.
Yeah, well, just
but why are they in hotels? Why?
Well, Gideon was
I get it, but it's like still.
I think it's that idea.
If you save one person, Jack, just one.
I'm sure they're not in the hostels because you're just there to sleep.
Yeah, and it's just a big orgy anyway. It's either a big orgy or a mass murder. So
yeah. Either way,
it's a 50-50. Yeah, either way, you're gonna have some fun.
All right, yeah, that's good. A little bloodletting.
Never hurt anybody.
Hey, Lincoln. Oh, I'm sorry. Too soon. Or was it? No, it was Washington, right? Washington had a cold, and probably
leeches.
Yeah. Yeah, they kept leeching. They kept bloodletting him and stuff. They showed the tools they used, too. It's like, okay, dude had a cold.
Yeah. That's cold. What happened to Raphael, the painter. So
I thought it was Ninja Turtle.
Yeah, you're like, I was thinking, too.
But no, really great painter. Love the School of Athens. Died way too soon. I mean, like, Da Vinci lived a long, long life, but...
But you know what they found out, Raphael? That he wasn't doing his own work.
Probably not.
No.
He couldn't draw
corners. They saw that first table, and they're like,
I need an extension. I need an extension.
Yeah.
Yeah, fucking shit. Oh, so good.
Look, prof, when I submit this second one, you're going to say, cut your freaking ear off. Because that's how good you are.
I wish this was a bonus because I'd divulge a little bit more, but I'm not going to. So,
you know, my clock has been dead for like a week, and I keep forgetting to bring a battery up.
Is that why this podcast keeps going?
It's a charger clock too.
Nothing so you know, outlasts the Ramblecast.
That's why it doesn't work.
Miami Mike, we have not lost Chris. Chris did not get a letting today.
Chris has really been getting stale on his material, so we basically banned him and said, look, you need to sit down, do some drugs, and I want some fresh new shit for the next episode. We don't want to hear Candle in the Wind be rewrote, you know, for Princess Diana. We want
none of this material. Lover's Lament shit.
Yeah, none of the Lover's Lament shit.
I quit.
No. Chris, I mean, in all honesty, though, I mean, he is helping his mother right now and, you know, probably watching like some liberal news media show. I don't know.
I like what Randy said, Raphael lost his scholarship because of his teacher.
That's probably why he died early. He didn't have any money.
Yeah. Fucking teacher.
Couldn't get a job.
Now I got to stay at this hotel with five other guys.
Hey, I did not. By the way, the students earn the grade that they get, you know.
You don't have to defend yourself to us.
I'm not defending. I'm just clarifying that, like,
you can be the biggest asshole in the world. I don't care.
I think it's episode 2 or 3 of season 5 of Community, where the one I just finished, where they were talking about grades from professors. They're like, you know, there's such thing as pluses and minuses, right? Like, you either get an A or you don't. But if you get an A minus, it's because, yeah, you got an A, but as the teacher, I don't like you, so you get an A minus.
I can remember being in school, and we started asking the teacher, well, how come you get paid to be here, but we don't get paid to be here? We have to be here. We have to do work. How come we're not getting paid to be here? And so it's going back and forth, and he didn't know. Finally, he goes, your pay is your grades. I go, well, I want to talk to you about a raise. You need to work harder. I don't think so.
Well, that's what it was. Lewis Black. There's another whole thing about Lewis Black in the Bible, which is also really funny too. He's like, because he's a Jewish person, and he's like, you know, he's like, you ever read the Old Testament? And then you read the New Testament, and you're like, I always want to know what happened to God to make him stop being just such a fucking dick. To all of a sudden, it's like, hey, this guy's pretty cool. It's like, maybe having a kid mellowed him out. He goes, because in my book, he's over here like, hey, Isaac, bring your kid. We're going to have a barbecue.
You know? Well, you know what it was, too? His books weren't selling.
Yeah. His books weren't selling.
It's like, this guy's an asshole. I don't want to buy his book. He said, let's make it nicer. It's almost like in
it was like a second season reboot. It's like right, they exactly. had the first season leftovers. It was really depressing.
Yes.
You know, like slit your wrist. Second season, you're like, whoa. Okay, Jesus just came and he's happening. He's healing some people. People are coming back from the dead. This guy's pretty cool.
He's a carpenter. He's
got a posse.
Yeah,
he's got a posse.
He can hang around forever.
I feel like I've said this and Ethan hasn't commented about the leftovers. So
I think Ethan went to sleep. I think we lost Tim and John because they haven't bitched at me in a while. So
well, we are wrapping up to our end of our show.
Yeah, here's normally the time where you start reading off names and we and Jack interrupt you constantly and piss you off.
Okay, let's do that.
I'm not going to do that because I need to get some sleep.
Okay. Aww. We would like you to send us an email. Wait, that would be cool.
Is the new one of Brews up yet?
No. It will be soon.
Okay.
So send us an email at theforceiswelldone@gmail.com. I'm just joking. RCADcast@gmail.com. Send us an email. Go over to janjack.com.
Screw you, John.
thank you, John. It was a great show. Matt and I.
Matt, you just refer to yourself in the first person.
You know what? That's why he's such a Dick Art teacher. It's about me.
What would Matt paint? What would
I would
paint?
I get
Matt would paint himself.
I get so high I forget who I am. But if you do like what we do on this show, and why wouldn't you? You can go over to iTunes, give us a rate and review.
Can I ask a question? I know I ask this every week. When was the last time anybody gave us a review?
It was like a couple weeks ago. We just looked this up.
It's been over a year. Yeah.
Yeah. But if check. Kim would like to do something more for the show.
Why are you calling out Kim? Why are you singling out Kim?
She was the last person that.
I'm sure Miami Mike hasn't done it.
Yeah, as long as John doesn't leave a review about the Giants, we're all good. Thanks for joining us tonight live in the chat. It is always a joy to have everybody here.
Can I just say this? I know pick on the people in the chat, but I love everybody in the chat except Ethan.
Oh, I was surprised. I thought you were going to go a different way. I thought you were going to mention Miami Mike because he got fired, but
I don't have to talk to him.
Oh, okay. Well, Mike, if Chris doesn't show up next week, the spot is warm. And I just mean the puddle that I left.
He'll be at a fucking concert.
Join us next week where we will give out a free puppy to every listener.
Are you going to ship them because if you're going to ship them, it's going to probably cost us more than we want to spend.
We'll ask, can I send the married man show question? And I think if Chris is here and you want to address an email to the married man show, we can have a small married man show segment.
We have said over and over again, you can put anything you want.
Well,
that's fair. RCADcast@gmail.com. Go over there, check it out. Oh, John, yeah, you even got a drawing. Yeah, that's right. Randy is still working on Stinky 2.
Stinky
2. I got an expensive microphone. I never made you buy anything.
Jack's hiding behind a veneer of smoke and glass. Anyway, before we insult another listener or former podcaster, I just want to thank these people for making it possible. You can go over to janjack.com. Okay.
I'm not putting any pressure on you, but I think the show's been pretty good. Now, are you going to be the first drawing or the second drawing with the names? What do you think? Because remember, your first drawing sucked, and the second drawing was actually pretty good.
I think both those drawings were actually from Matt. And he just wanted to see me like, I got to show these to my students. Which one do you think
If anybody wants to watch us, you can always go over to YouTube and check out the live RCAD show and see some of the things that we do live. So including some of those
people on Facebook doing this all the time.
Hang loose.
I see it all the time.
Hang loose, man. Keep it sleazy. Okay. Anyway, I'd like to thank these patrons that make this show possible.
Yeah, it's in the facts.
I am really sorry that I'm really sorry that I fucked up your names.
Is the fax paper dolphin paper?
No,
that'd be some expensive fax paper.
I wish I could do a dolphin whisper. There you go. Matt goes, damn it, we forgot to kill the dolphin first before we put it in the tray.
Look at his face. He's just ready to end it. Look at him.
I'm actually trying to think of a name for Greg. But anyway, we've got Tippy Toes Tack. See if you can recognize
why is he on his tippy toes?
I don't know. Eckhart Elbows.
Body Parts.
Yeah. Ed the Head.
Head Out.
Maggie Muscles.
Okay.
Joanne Jowls. And Greg. Greg.
Gallbladder.
Greg Gallbladder. Thank you. That was a lot better than Joanne Jowls. Do you have another thing that goes with J that's a body part?
Jelly? Oh, J. The belly part. Body part.
January Joanne. There we go. There's not a lot of J names. Jaws. Joanne Jaws.
Well, you already said Jowls, so it's the same thing as Jaws.
It is the same thing. You're right. And thanks a lot to Greg Glanz.
I forgot to mention.
I guess there's not a lot of J sounds in Latin and all the parts.
No, there's not.
I forgot to mention, have you seen that?
Only the Jewels, Randy.
The Jewels.
You see that? If you go on TMZ or something like that, at the Colorado Rocky game yesterday, I guess a Padre fan and a Rocky fan were going at it.
Oh, dude knocks him out. Yeah.
They're like in different sections, though. They're like, so the Padre fan gets up, walks over to him, the guy's standing there, and he just one punch. And the dude is out.
Yeah. I think that guy was probably in his late 40s, early 50s, and just probably was talking shit. And then, that kid that actually threw the punch, he probably wasn't older than 25 years old.
But the older guy didn't press charges.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you were it was like witnessing a Chris interaction here.
That's why Jack got called out. Yeah, he's like, this is Chris.
Because Eckhart sent me the thing saying, is this Chris in Boston?
Because Jack properly responded and said, no, Chris likes to punch older guys.
But it was
you just see him. Like, he does. He hits him with like just one cold clock across the face, and the guy just limp noodle, just, you know, like just.
But then all these Rocky fans jump on the guy, and then the video stops.
Yeah.
I go, why did you stop it?
Well, the thing that made me the most upset about it is that the guy that gets punched and knocked out, his friend is right next to him, doesn't do shit. He just stands there. And then it's all the other fans that actually jump on the Padres fan. And I know if I was a guy that got knocked out and I'm watching this video and I see my friend who just like watches me go down.
He doesn't even try to grab him.
Like you didn't help me. You didn't go throw a punch. You didn't do shit. Like, what kind of friend are you?
Well, maybe the guy deserved it.
He could have.
Yeah. That friend was just like,
I mean, he's a, yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Think about it. You got the South LA Padres and then you got the Rockies, I mean, who have not won a game in what, like seven games. So there's going to be some tension.
It did sound like there were more Padre fans there than
there's always. Yeah.
Rocky
there,
fans.
There is no Rocky fans ever.
It's funny because every game was relatively low scoring. I usually hate games there because the games are so,
yeah,
you know, it's like 13 to 10. I hate those games, but they got that new baseball and the baseball dies. So,
I mean, like, it's true. Like, I've only been to two games at the Rocky Stadium, and that's what everyone's told me, is that, you know, you look at Colorado right now, there's a massive influx in Colorado from Texas and California, and so you have all these other people around the country. There's a lot of people from Chicago as well in Colorado, and, like, so you get a lot of Cubs fans, you get a lot of Cardinals fans, you get a lot of Dodgers as well as Padre fans, and then Ranger fans, and they're all, like, they just –
Before they got a major league team, though, the Rockies minor league team used to draw a million fans a season. It's for a minor league team, you're like going, that's a lot of fucking fans.
Well, I mean, it's the only thing in this area. I mean, for a long way, you know. The nearest major city, I think, is Salt Lake.
But you traded your best player, Arnero, whatever his third baseman is. They traded St. Louis. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, we got 1 minute.
Well, this was a great show, guys. It was one in a million.
Esque.
Esque. All right. Take care. See you guys next week.